When College of Mount St. Joseph entomologist Gene Kritzky made this recording, the cicadas were in full force. But at Shiloh Lock 34 Park, they were fading fast Friday. For the last 3 weeks, they've been mating, laying eggs, and dying. Kritzky says the 13-year cicadas last emerged in 2001.
George Bush was president, and 9/11 hadn't happened yet. So a lot's changed in the 13 years since they've been here.
But here now in parts of Claremont, Brown, Kenton, Campbell, Pendleton, Harrison, Robertson, Mason, and Grant counties, they are noticeable. Director of the Claremont County Park District, Chris Klingman, lives at the park.
When they're emerging, I was standing still for about 3 minutes, and they started crawling on my shoes, and you know, it's coming up my pant legs.
How many did you have on you?
That time there was probably, two dozen.
Over the years, Kritzky is noticing changes. He says in 2000, a large number of 17-year cicadas came out 4 years early, and increasingly others are coming out more than a week early.
It looks like this may be the effects of climate change over the last century. They're emerging on average right now almost 9 days earlier in May than they did at the first part of the 20th century.
Cicadas emerge when the soil temperature is 64 degrees. This year, Kritzky buried sensors which took the temperature every 10 minutes. Friday, he and undergraduate student Samuel Teggy dug them up to study the data. Eventually, such data could be used to predict when cicadas will emerge. This is the first year Kritzky asked people to report sightings by taking a picture on their smartphone with geotagging. He recorded 500 locations. Next up, 2017 for the 17-year cicadas in Mount Healthy, Hyde Park, Green Township, and Anderson.
17 years, has it been that long? 17 years, better get my gun. 17 years since they've been out. The whole Queen City's gonna scream and shout. They're coming. Ooh. Oh, they're coming.
Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.